You're listening to SBS News.
It's the end of a very hot day in Belgrade, and down on the banks of the Danube River, Ivan Nastic is getting out the paddles ready for his sunset kayaking tour.
For people without experience, they're coming and they don't see anything special, you know. But for us who know what's happening, it will become at some point critical.
We're now out onto the river in our kayaks, and it's fair to say there's a fair amount of flotsam and jetsam going past as we get going on our trip. Now, a lot of this is driftwood, but there's a few food containers, takeaway polystyrene types, several different kinds of plastic bottle. But if you don't know your way around these rivers, you might run into something even more nasty.
There is several big places where this unclean water is pumped at the confluence itself, and just under the famous Belgrade waterfront, that are the most important places where the dirty and polluted water is coming in.
This stretch of Belgrade's Sava waterfront is packed with brand new bars and restaurants, and they're trying to present the sophisticated new face of the city. The only problem is they're contributing to a very long-standing and extremely smelly problem.
Belgrade is building its image on the rivers, that the restaurants along the rivers are very popular. But on the other hand, we are not doing anything to protect this river.
Goran Sekulic is a policy officer with the World Wildlife Fund in Serbia.
In Belgrade, there is no wastewater treatment at all. All the wastewaters are actually going directly to the river, to Sava and to Danube.
What's the solution look like then? What steps are needed?
2 years ago, the city governments announced that they are now really started to work on that. But actually, the problem is that we still don't know what is going on.
To unmuddy the waters, I got in touch with Belgrade city authorities, but they wouldn't make anyone available for interview. They did, however, pass on a statement from the city's water supply and sewage utility.
All overflows of the Belgrade sewage system into rivers will end when the construction of the wastewater treatment plant is completed. The interceptor will collect all wastewater from Belgrade's central sewage system. So far, over 50% of the total length of the collector has been built.
Environmentalists aren't holding their breath, though they may be pinching their noses. This summer's scorching temperatures have resulted in lower river levels and a higher concentration of sewage in the water. That's starkly visible at some points, like the pontoon bridge linking New Belgrade with the popular Lido beach on Great War Island in the middle of the Danube. Ivan Nastic is not alone in calling for expedited action.
People who rule the country need to think more about this and, to be faster in their decisions. I would like that to see, while I'm younger, and to enjoy, at least to see such rivers in Belgrade and after Belgrade. And we as a people need to push more, for these decisions and to treat nature sustainably.
After all, if the situation persists, you wouldn't want to be on this river with or without a paddle.